Hey, it's Max Harding, and I am joined by Rory Haggart for another ratings list. And today, Rory is rating the 14 Doctors of Doctor Who. This includes the War Doctor. Stay tuned, it's worth the best. Now, before we begin, Rory, how was your day?
Well, it was bad, and then I came here, so now it's all good, and yeah.
You looking forward to starting this list?
Yeah.
Are you quite decisive?
Yeah.
Alright. Now, before we begin, this is the ratings list, second episode. Tell your friends to subscribe, and if you disagree with any of this, well, it's Roy's opinion. So cool if you disagree, but even better if you agree, because that helps me out a lot. Yeah. Now, Rory, would you begin the worst person of the worst doctor of your list?
Well, it's the sixth doctor. I know I'm going to get mad. People are going to start attacking me. One, because he looks all colourful, but he's all dark, and I don't like that, because when you look at someone, you're like, hey, that guy's all chill, and then he turns out he's just going to throw you in a vat of acid. Two, he had no emotion. You can just, if you're doing a whole Doctor Who thing, you can just skip him out unless you're a perfectionist. Also, he strangled his companion, and I feel really bad for her. And that makes me sad, because I don't like watching people being strangled or hurt on Doctor Who, because it's a child's show. Weird.
I mean, it's a family show, but, yeah, but who is the Doctor played by, and who's this actor?
Colin Baker. I don't mind his acting. As all of the actors, I like the actors. I don't have any judge against the actors. It's just the doctors that they played are just not good.
And who was his companion, remind the audience?
Perry. Yeah, Perry.
Do you like Perry at all?
No. He's just boring. And she.
Okay. Well, anything else you've got to add on that matter?
The music in his episodes are, really weird. Like, so when he went to strangle her, he was the music was dun! And it went and it was just weird, and I'm now making weird noises. Yeah, it was just, train wreck.
Who was your favourite, what was your favourite episode in that? It's a hard one, isn't it? You don't really have a favourite, do you?
No, it's just the seventh. I don't have a favourite for him.
So that, I'm guessing your next one's the seventh.
Yeah, it is. Yes, and number 13, the seventh Doctor.
Entertain.
I didn't like him because his episodes had hardly any emotion. He could be funny, but that was it. And a good episode was Remembrance of the Daleks. And yeah. He also abused his companion. He changed Ace's view of the world, I think. And changed her mind to forget him. And then it was all just a dream. And yeah, that was just weird and horrible. And the seventh Doctor, when you think of Doctor Who, you don't think of him. You think of the great ones.
Such as
the 10th Doctor, the 11th Doctor, the 4th Doctor, the 1st Doctor, basically all the Doctors apart from those two.
And who was the actor who played the 7th Doctor?
Sylvester McCoy. He was the first Scottish actor to play the Doctor. And now there's two more, so in your face.
Alright. So, do you like his acting?
I mean, again, none of the actors' acting is bad. It's just, same with Jodie Whittaker, the scripts are just not good, and it's just, the acting is good, they try their best, it's just
a hard script to work with.
Yeah, it's just the Fantastic Four movies.
What makes him better than the sixth Doctor?
Because the seventh Doctor didn't throw a bunch of people in a vat of acid, and the seventh Doctor, you look at him, and you think, yeah, he's weird, and that showed him through his character. His character was weird, quirky. But the Sixth Doctor, you look at him and you're like, oh, it's a guy dressed as a rainbow thing. He's gonna be, like, all happy and cheerful, yet he strangles people and chucks them in acid tanks.
Not really what the Doctors do.
No, like, they're all calm, they try not to kill people.
They try to help.
Yeah.
In a way, they're quite pacifist. That's it.
Unless it comes to the Daleks and any person that's like, I'm going to kill you, Doctor, and the 7 billion people on planet Earth. And he's like, no, and then he blows everyone up.
Like the Doctor, Jodie Whittaker, in the latest episodes, she has a chance to kill the Master. And the Master's pretty evil, but however, she didn't. And that's like showing what the Doctor's like.
Yeah, that it is the name. The name is the Doctor.
And Doctors help people.
Yeah.
All right, well, roll on to your next Doctor.
Okay, I'm going to get a bunch of hate from people for saying this. Like, a lot of hate, more than I probably already have at the moment. So coming in at number 12 is the 12th Doctor. Just because his storylines just they were weird, they didn't make sense.
Peter Capaldi.
Yeah, Peter Capaldi. Yeah.
You know what, I actually kind of agree with you for this one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he only came good at, like, the last few episodes. And that's when the writing was better. But still, if you take in those, it still didn't make up for all the episodes which just didn't really have a story.
Just like when Danny Pink got killed, Clara's boyfriend, he was just like, eh. Like, it didn't really affect him, but then there was Clara grieving him. And it was just weird. He was funny to watch sometimes. Like, in the one where they speak to the dead people, and then he's, like all happy, and that was weird. Like, the only good episodes were,
at the end.
Most of them were good at the end, and, like, in between, I think, series 9. The episodes Hellbent and Heaven Sent, they were good, and you got to see Gallifrey, so win-win.
Yeah. I mean, he also had quite a few companions. What do you feel about him?
I mean, Clara, I am one of the people that don't like Clara.
Yeah, I'm quite heartbroken for that.
Yeah, Clara, okay, she was kind of cool when we first saw her as the Dalek thing. That was a good episode, but they didn't need to keep on bringing her back. We should have just kept with Amy and Rory, and then they died or something. Yeah.
Right.
This is, yeah.
What about Bill Potts?
She was funny. I liked that she was funny. Like, especially in the first episode when she, likes that girl, and then she overfeeds the girl, and the girl becomes fat, and that was funny. Don't laugh at obesity. That's not funny, but the scene was funny. What am I trying to say here? Bill and Nardole. Nardole was good. He was weird as well.
What did you feel about the storyline with Missy?
Missy, the actor who played Missy, was good. But I didn't like the fact that the Master ends up killing Missy and then the Master ends up surviving. That was a bit weird, even though the Master refused to regenerate. And there's one point that really annoys me with the 12th Doctor. When he comes in riding a tank and playing the guitar, that annoys me because he's not even playing the right chords. And as a guitarist, it frustrates me.
Yes, where is a guitarist? Cut flat.
Yeah, and it's just like in the episode with the 10th Doctor, Love and Monsters, when the whole band can't even play the ELO song, Don't Bring Me Down. That was just a train wreck. And those just both annoy me.
I've got a question I'm dying to ask.
Okay.
You know how it's such an iconic, the Sonic screwdriver?
Yeah.
Do you like how he puts it into the Sonic glasses sort of thing?
I mean, it was funny when he's like, don't go on my browser history, and it goes, and then they're all like, whoa. That was funny, especially when the first Doctor saw it and he was like, what's browser history? And then his face was like, I'm pulling faces, by the way, you can't see the Mac scan.
A very idiotic, may I add.
Yeah, so the fact that like he had a sonic screwdriver, then sonic shades, and then the shades became the screwdriver again. Like, there wasn't a point. Like, they served a purpose, kind of, when he went blind in the 3 episodes no one remembers with the monks and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they only served a purpose to show that he was actually blind.
Yeah, did you like those 3 episodes of with the monks?
I mean, I liked enjoying them when I was watching them, just not when I rewatched them and I reviewed them.
Yeah, when I guess seen the first time, it's all new and you're like it, but then when you look at it again, it's actually like, is this right?
Yeah. It's just like some movies nowadays, you're like, yeah, that was good, and then you watch it again and you're like, nah.
I mean, I thought it was better. I mean, that's, I guess, the thing where you watch movies too much and they come a bit boring, so...
Yeah, because you know all the words and the lines.
Yeah. But then again, I've watched Big Bang Theory, like, every line. Why do
we watch it? So yeah, Max is still sad that it's finished.
Yeah, I'm still sad. But that's a different subject. Yeah. Right, so, introduce the next Doctor.
Okay, number 11 is the 13th Doctor.
Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, at the moment, the only good episode that she's been in is the Fugitive of the Jadoon, and that was only because a certain characters have come back, and twists were good, and...
You're talking about Jack Barman. No, John Barman.
Captain Jack Harkness. John Barman.
She's got confused with the character.
Brilliant actor, brilliant character. And back to the Doctor, she just hasn't been shown at her full potential.
So it's a script problem.
Yeah. Chris Chibnall's script. Like, he was good writing Broadchurch, just not this.
Mm.
Which is the main problem, because she could be brilliant as the first female Doctor. And just, she's not.
Now, a lot of fans be heartbroken. Now, I mean, is this necessarily... Because she's a new... Do you not like the new fact that they're adding women? Not being sexist in any way, but as in, like, Doctor's always been a man. That's a tradition sort of thing.
I mean, the thing is, I don't mind the Doctor being a woman. It can add new possibilities to the character. But I just don't like the fact that... Like, in her first season... She just wasn't good.
Mm.
It just fell flat on her face. And then season 12...
Just gets a bit downhill. No.
Yeah, so it went like... So the Spyfall ones were... Yeah, the Master's back. And then Orphan 55.
Oh, I don't get him started on this.
Yeah. In one word, Benny... said
18, where's my Benny?
Yeah, said 18 times.
Actually, it was, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm glad that it's been nominated the worst Doctor Who episodes ever.
Has it really?
Yeah, it has. But honestly, she would just be better if Chris Chibnall did a better job at what he should be doing.
Mm. I mean, he has had a lot of pressure, though.
Yeah.
As it is the first female.
Yeah, as in Doctor. Stephen Moffat. Yeah, first female Doctor and Stephen Moffat. His era was alright. Wasn't the best. Probably the best episodes from him were The Day of the Doctor and the 2 ones from Matt Smith. The Pandora opens and the Big Bang. I love those episodes.
You quite like the Day of the Doctor as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You do talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I do.
Alright. Well, anything else to add?
No, I think I've said all I can say.
I've got something to add.
Okay.
Alright, how do you think 3 companions now, and maybe added on Jack Harkness... And he's coming back into another episode.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of companions. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, but... And then the 10th... I'm feeling fine about it because the Doctor has had 3 companions before.
Such as?
He's had Captain Jack So actually, he's had, I think the maximum is 7 that he had at once, and that was in Journey's End with the 10th Doctor, with Rose Tyler, Donna Noble, Martha Jones, Captain Jack Harkness, Sarah Jane, Jackie, have I said Rose?
Yeah, you said Rose.
And Mickey Smith.
Off the top of your head, jeez.
Yeah.
May I just add, Roy is the biggest Doctor Who fan, pretty much. I am a fan, but Roy knows all the episodes, everything.
No more than Alina, and that's saying something. Yeah, that's it for the 13th Doctor. Okay, right. Coming in at number 10 is the 8th Doctor, because he's only had 2 episodes and, a movie and a short special. The movie was just bad. I never want to rewatch it again. It makes you want to throw up.
Who's the actor for this one?
Paul McGann.
There you go.
I'm not having a go at Paul McGann. It's just the writing was the worst, and...
Do you know who the writer was for those episodes?
No.
But do you not want him to return?
He's returned once.
What episode?
It's not really an episode. It's a TV special called The Night of the Doctor. And you see him regenerate into a young war doctor. And that was probably... It was great. It was nice to see him back. It was a shock. It was a surprise. And it was cool to see how he regenerated into the war doctor. And... Yeah, because we haven't seen the 8th Doctor's regeneration until then. And it was nice to get a close on the character.
I've got a question. Does he have any companions, the 8th Doctor?
I think he does. I'm going to quickly check. I know he does have one.
Did you think she's good?
She was alright.
Or necessarily, not necessarily she. I mean, he... He or she? Alright, so that's the 8th Doctor. He's just looking up the companions at the moment.
Charlie, Chris, Lucy, Tamsin, and Molly.
That's a lot. I mean, I didn't know that. Did you?
No. I think Molly was in the movie. That was it.
So that's done with the 8th Doctor.
Coming in at number 9.
9?
Yeah, 9.
You got 3, 4, 5. Yeah. It's going to be a long episode.
Number 9 is the 9th Doctor. Because...
Quite coincident.
Yeah, I know, the 12th Doctor was 12, and the 9th Doctor, he was really good at being, fueled with anger because he's just been through the Time War, watched Gallifrey burn, and he had to make the choice of genocide to end the Time War, and he was filled with anger, and he portrayed that really well, and that was probably some of the best parts of his character, him just being angry and just filled with fire and rage and...
Okay.
Making weird faces and weird noises again.
Christopher Eccleston for viewers, this is.
Yeah, Christopher Eccleston. Yeah. Big ears.
I do. He's also been in a Marvel film, but we shall not include that, because that Marvel film was, to put it in a word, woeful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Let's just stop talking about that.
100%.
Yeah, he was good as the Doctor. There was memorable episodes like Dalek. You saw Captain Jack Harkness in Boomtown. Yeah, with the gas childs. And they're like, are you my mummy?
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, that was creepy. Even though everyone lives, it's still creepy. It's just like the Weeping Angels. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're just still scary.
I'm terrified. I had many nights. Yeah, absolutely petrified out of my skin that they were kind of
calm. Yeah, you just sat there in your bed like...
For like Five and Anders viewers, do not watch the Weeping Angel episode. Angel episode.
Unless you're a hardcore that rides a motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his episodes were good. Sometimes they were funny. Like, in the first one, like, when he was, like, naming plastic items, and then Rose said breast implants, that made me laugh quite a lot. I don't know why they decided to revive it with the Nestines, because in their first appearance, they were actually really creepy. They looked like Donald Trump plus Purge Mask. It was weird. Yeah. Also, he did... He brought back Doctor Who after being on air for, quick maths, come on, I think 13 years. That was a lot on his shoulders, and he had to be good, otherwise fans will be like, Doctor Who's rubbish now.
And yeah, he had to revive it, bring it back to life.
Give it CPR. And yeah, it was... good for what the script was. Thanks, Russell T. Davies.
Now, was the only companion Rose, or what was there?
Rose. Yeah, and Captain Jack Harkness, because he was only in one season, because he was like, I'm not getting paid enough money, and so he was just like, I'm quitting Doctor Who, because I don't know why he quit Doctor. I think it was because of that. So it was like, I'm quitting, and then, yeah. He had a good regeneration, though.
Until the best Doctor, I think you think that is. But we will not reveal that yet, so don't listen to what I just said, because I might just go with the ending away! Who is your next Doctor?
It is the fifth Doctor at number 8, because he was funny, he was... When you look to him... you would think, oh, he's cool, he can be dark, but he can also be funny, because he wore the celery in case, so he wouldn't die, and he wore cricket, and, like, cricket outfits. I like cricket, I think so does quite a lot of British people.
Ben Stokes.
Yeah.
Be a bit awkward if I got that one, then.
Yeah, if you said, like, Muhammad Ali or something.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah. And may you reveal to the audience who the actor is?
Peter Davison. Fun fact for you. He is the father of Georgia Moffat, who plays Jenny in The Doctor's Daughter, in the 10th Doctor episode, The Doctor's Daughter. And then David Tennant and her married. So basically, David Tennant is a doctor who's married to a doctor's daughter, so... And then also his stepdad, no, father-in-law, is a doctor. It's just basically Doctor Who family.
I mean, they must be able to talk about things at the dinner table.
Yeah, like secrets. And what was it like filming for Doctor Who? Was it fun?
If you met their family, you'd be able to meet two doctors at once.
Yeah, I know. At Christmas dinner, you're like, can you pass the salt, please?
You can have one Doctor Foss salt, one Vart's pepper.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Who was this one's companion?
Oh, he had three.
Yeah, like... you need to find these out.
I know one of them.
What's that one's name?
His name is Adric.
Is he good? Or she? Could be she.
It's a he.
It is a he.
Yeah, Adric.
Nisa. Nisa.
Tegan... Yeah,
Jovanka.
Tegan Jovanka. So
that's how we're pronouncing it.
Yeah. If we get it wrong, fight me. So Adric was a boy genius. And I remember him the most because he had a death that wiped out dinosaurs. So he basically tried stopping a Cyberman ship from crashing into Earth. in the year whenever the dinosaurs got blown up.
65 million years ago.
Yeah, 60, probably like 66 million. I don't do math.
We're going for that.
Yeah,
we're
going for that.
So are you dinosaur fans?
Yeah, and he blew him, he tried stopping the ship and he ended up failing. So what a boy genius he is if he can blow himself up. NASA. I'm just gonna call her NASA now. NYSSA. Don't remember her. Tegan, I remember her crying.
Oh, that's a nice memory.
When Adric died, and
yeah, that's pretty much forgettable companions.
I'm pretty sure there was one more. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's one more because he meets Perry and then Perry gets
strangled.
Yeah.
Lovely. Alright. Well, reveal the next Doctor then, alright?
Okay.
Right?
Number 7 is the second Doctor. One, because he was hard to follow the first Doctor. He did a great job at following him and it was great, it was good, he did a good job following him. He was alright, he was better than some of the doctors nowadays. It was hard to follow, because again, the first doctor was and the OG doctor, and he had good episodes, like his regeneration episode. But the thing
is, when he finally got to leave, we were all happy, and I'm joking. But when he got out of here, yeah, that's
he
why
was
we enjoyed
funny,
him.
He I'm was joking. Angry at the same time. He also was a big coward. He's like Shams, if you know Shams. It was funny when you see him like, oh, there's like a bunch of Autons. Let me just run away from them. That was good. All of the 5 original Doctors, I think, had a really good episode called The 5 Doctors. Yeah, he was good in that, like when they brought all their companions back. And like my favourite companion from the second one is Jamie McCrimmon, because he was a right tough Scottish laddie.
Well, he's a big fan of Scotland for you viewers that don't know that.
Yeah, I'm half Scottish, and now my mum's going to kill me if she hears this. Don't care. Yeah, it was just hard to follow. He was also funny and good.
So what was the actor?
Patrick Troughton.
Nice. So, yeah, the other day, Rory literally just listed me all the doctors and the actors in order. And I'm just thinking, okay, how do you remember that boy?
And I'm like, no. Right.
But anyway, move on to the next Doctor.
Coming in at number 6 is the first Doctor, the OG Doctor, the good Doctor.
From the Doctor Who started.
He was the Doctor that stole the Type 40 TARDIS. He was Doctor disobeyed all rules at Gallifrey. He had a granddaughter called Susan, and then she got abandoned by him.
Bit awkward.
Yeah, just a bit, tiny bit. I can't remember. I'm pretty sure he had 5, but can't remember them.
Companions.
Yeah, 5 companions. I can remember Susan, Barbara Wright, Ian Chesterton, but not these two. It was kind of sad to see him say to Susan, be a good girl, I'll be back soon, and when I do, don't cry and stuff like that. Sad to see that. His regeneration to the Cybermen was cool. It was the first regeneration, and if the showrunners didn't think of regeneration then, Because there wouldn't be Doctor Who, would there? It would have ended because the actor William Hartnell got ill and old and he was probably going to die.
Did he die? Still alive?
He ended up dead, yeah.
Oh, shame. Big fan.
Not all of his episodes are completed. They're inside the BBC archive. You can get animations of them and audio of them, and that was good. Also, he was also played by, like, five other actors, but there's one that I can remember. I forgot his name, but, like, you know the guy in Harry Potter, like, Argus Filch?
No, but go on. Anyway, go on.
Yeah.
What about him?
It was good.
Okay, well, that is very helpful.
Here you go. Yeah. I'm just typing up something.
First Doctor Adventure in Time.
Yeah, so there was a drama.
Oh, him. Oh, Finch. I don't know where I'm from.
There was a drama of him, like a TV drama called An Adventure in Time, in Space and Time, which was David Bradley as the First Doctor, and it was all about him giving up the role of the Doctor.
Would you call, when you say it's a spin-off?
I wouldn't call it a spin-off because it was more of a television drama, and he was also David Bradley was also in the episode Time of the Doctor.
It's quite a recent episode, I'd say.
Yeah, that, I think it's called that, or The Doctor Falls.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a recent episode, Peter Capaldi, and he was good in that. It was funny to see him interact with a newer version of the Doctor.
Yeah.
And female companion, because, and also it was funny to see him say, I've had quite a well, like, established thing with the fairer gender, and then Bill was like, so have I, and then their faces were like, what? Because you have to remember that it was in 1963 when it all first started, so. Oh, no, Twice Upon a Time and The Doctor Falls.
Alright, well, after that First Doctor.
Yeah.
Let's see the next one.
It is the Fifth Doctor. No, not the Fifth Doctor.
You already said Fifth Doctor.
Yeah, it's because I just read five. It's the Fourth Doctor. I'm probably going to get hated because more than I already am, because people are like, what? Why isn't he higher? Because
Tom Baker, isn't it?
Yeah, Tom Baker. Like, the people who played the Doctors, like, you either like them because you were born with them. Mm. So my mum, my nan, all, like, love Tom Baker. And I say, yeah, he's all right. He had a 7-year run as Doctor Who. On Doctor Who. Mm. Record, by the way.
Record, by the way.
What?
Streaming, by the way.
So he was good. I like the fact that his long scarf was made by accident.
Was it?
Yeah. Story time with Doctor Who story time. The designers for the outfit sent the wrong template to the maker of the outfit, the studio
maker.
Person thingy, my Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Her name wasn't Bob. Made the scarf long by accident, and then nobody on the set really liked it, but Tom Baker loved it, so they kept that in.
It's very iconic.
Yeah, the iconic long scarf and hat. He had good episodes like I think The Mystery at Fang Rock, I think. Sorry if I get it wrong. I'm not that good with Old Who, but mostly Know Who and some of Old Who.
Oh, I never heard it referred to that way.
What? Have you not?
No, I've never heard it referred to Old Who and New Who.
Oh, like, so the Revival is either called The Revival or New Who.
Ah.
And people who like Doctor Who are called Whovians, so me.
Me.
And Newvians, Ellie, who only just started liking the show. He was good. He was great, actually. One of the most iconic doctors to play the doctor or to be the doctor.
Companions?
Companions. He had Sarah Jane Smith and the Brigadier. Now, Sarah Jane Smith is one of my all-time favourite companions, R.I.P. Elizabeth Sladen.
And there is a spin-off, and Sarah Jane Smith.
Sarah Jane Adventures.
There you go.
That was good. Some episodes were good. I liked the Brigadier and Sarah Jane, and I just liked him.
I'm hoping that the other one, this next one, you like it more, because it'd be awkward.
Yeah. Okay, this is 100% where I'm going to get my family at me, my friends at me.
The whole wide world are going to turn against you for this one.
Yeah, I'm going to get stabbed. For the third Doctor. Okay, this is my opinion. You have to remember that. Max is like, I'm going to stab you now.
I'm intrigued to see why you say that.
So basically, I only like him more than the fourth Doctor because I remember when I was younger, quite a few of his episodes were on TV, and I remember sitting there and loving it the whole time. And also, he's the first Doctor to be in colour. He's the one to introduce Sarah Jane Smith to Doctor Who. That was good, Sarah Jane and the Brigadier. It was weird to see the Doctor just staying on Earth the whole time because he was exiled to Earth during the second Doctor. That was interesting to see what he'd do just on planet Earth, not allowed on any other planets, and him getting a job in UNIT. That was cool to see him, like, walking around the world with UNIT and adding aliens like the Sontarans and the Daleks and huge spiders, which I'm sorry, Max, you will really
not like. Yeah, I really hate spiders. Do not recommend you guys watching those at home if you have arachnophobia.
If you're Max.
Yeah, if you're me.
His episodes were good, and he was the only Doctor, I mean, technically all the other Doctors from past him liked, knew karate. But yeah, he learned karate and used it on a bunch of people. He like went round and he was like, wah! And doing karate moves and going like, wah! I don't really need to explain that.
Who's the actor?
John Pertwee.
And many companions?
Sarah, no, not really. He had two because he was exiled on Earth. So Sarah Jane Smith and the Brigadier, which I've mentioned quite a few times. And they were good. I liked them as companions.
Alright, well, enroll me with your next one.
Okay, now this is my top three.
Alright, so
okay.
Coming in third is
the War Doctor.
The War Doctor. Yeah. Did say that the War Doctor would be included, so if you're hating me for not saying that,
He did say that. I heard him about 35 minutes ago. The War Doctor. He was only in two episodes, but he basically stole those two episodes. He was in The Name of the Doctor and The Day of the Doctor. Those episodes were good. The Name of the Doctor wasn't as good as The Day of the Doctor. But it was weird to see a gap between 8 and 9 because we missed it. And only addressing that gap when the 11th was in Tapping the Table. and when the 11th was in, and then introducing the Doctor that fought in the Time War and made the decision to blow up Gallifrey or slash freeze it in time, but he doesn't know that. And yeah, it was interesting just to see what happened the day that the Doctor chose to cause genocide.
You're lucky this is not a video now.
He kind of had a companion, kind of not. He kind of had Rose Tyler for a tiny bit. The moment the box that he used to destroy Gallifrey became Rose Tyler. And then he was also just... It was weird seeing a younger version of the Doctor, but also, like, a younger, like, a really younger version of the Doctor, like, 3,000-year younger version of the Doctor, interact with
basically, it's really, 100-year really
Doctor, and then 3,000-year Doctor, yeah.
Mm.
It was weird to see that.
What was this actor's name, do you know?
John Hurt. He died in 2017, R.I.P.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, it's sad. All the good ones are dying.
Oh, yeah. It's all right if the bad ones are. No, I'm joking. It's really sad.
I mean, the 6th and the 7th are still not... I mean, they're still not...
Stop saying one thing that's still not dead.
Only the first, the second, the third, and the War Doctor have died.
It's a shame that so many people
died. Yes, it's a shame that so many people died.
Stop laughing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a shame.
He didn't mean it in any offensive way.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be offensive.
Alright, well, after that sad note, what's the next one?
The next one, coming in at number 2...
The 11th Doctor, Matt Smith.
He had amazing episodes, amazing storylines, amazing speeches.
Personally, he's my favourite.
That's just Max's opinion. This is my opinion.
Yeah, and it's always an opinion.
It's my opinion.
Keep going.
He's just amazing.
He is.
In all that he does.
I'm just going to go get myself some fish fingers and custard. If you don't know that reference, then...
And he's going to go wear a bow tie. Yeah. Also. His episode's great. He was a weird doctor. He was a funny doctor. He was a dark doctor.
In my opinion, he brought something new.
Yeah, he brought something new to New Hugh. Hugh. Yeah. Hugh. New Who, not Hugh. I'm watching Dr. Hugh.
Amy Poindexter-Roy,
Williams, and Clara Oswald.
And Clara Oswald, I like her.
Played by the amazing Karen Gillan. That's Amy Pond.
Yeah, Amy Pond famous by Karen
Gillan. And then Arthur Darville for the Rory
Williams.
And then Clara Jenna Coleman.
All right, we'll just go with that.
I think, yeah.
All right. Any other reasons why he's your top?
He had and amazing. Not your top. He's not my top. He's your top.
Yeah, he's my top.
Yeah. you're wearing Matt Smith. He was great. His episodes were brilliant. I've mentioned the Pandora opens and the Big Bang. Those two episodes were filled with emotion, filled with love, and filled with stuff. Also, he brought back the Weeping Angels, which we thought
that was not a good thing. Mad.
I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, well, any of the, like, adrenaline, even though it's not adrenaline.
Yeah.
That is for you, not for me.
Like, yeah. The Weeping Angels were good. Those episodes were good. It was sad to see Rory and Amy die.
Yeah.
It made, like, everyone turn into a water fountain. They're like, ah.
What episode was that they die?
The Angels Take Manhattan. He also brought back River Song.
Oh, yeah.
Even though...
Styles wedded in. I don't know why I've done
Max just
did the live long and the fuss symbol. I don't really know why I've done that.
He became Spock. River Song, everyone thought, well, River Song's not going to come back because she died in her first episode. Even Alex Kingston didn't think it was possible, the actor who plays River Song. But then they did, and it was good, it was brilliant, she was funny, she was the Doctor's wife. And yeah, it was good to see her back, but we also were sad to see her. No, we were happy, not sad, to see like her whole life, could see it from that one little American child to Melody, no one knows her last name, the one in Let's Kill Hitler, to the one that we know now, Dr. Song. And it was nice to see that she was the one who killed the doctor in the season 6, and yeah, she was good.
Alright, well, that means there's only one left, and if you haven't got it in ready, then we need your drum roll, please. Okay. If you haven't got it ready, you haven't been listening, I'm not happy with that.
Ready? Okay, ready?
Go. It
is the 6th Doctor.
What?
I was joking. He's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the 10th Doctor.
10th Doctor, David Tennant.
My favourite.
His favourite, not mine. Yeah, second favourite mine.
Yeah. He was just awesome. I love to see him. Most of the episodes I watch are his, because his episodes are emotion-packed, action-packed, everything packed in one, apart from the bad stuff that you don't want, apart from a few episodes that I've named.
May I just say, David Tennant is one of the all-time best actors.
Yeah,
he is very good.
Like, he's the 10th Doctor. Where do I begin?
I mean, before you begin, he's also been in a new series called It Bad. No, New Omens. No, Good Omens.
Yeah.
I mean, with some other famous people.
Yep.
He's
also in Broadchurch, who is written. Who? Broadchurch isn't a who. A who? Mm. I'm back doing that again. It's it's a place, it's a TV show written by Chris Chibnall, and that was good. Wish he could say the same for Doctor Who. Hi, Chris Chibnall.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Mr. Chibnall.
Yeah.
Glad you're listening.
Yeah, nice to meet you. It's bad.
Yeah, yeah, you just got called bad on my podcast. How's that? Yeah. I didn't say I have nothing. I mean, I kind of have something against you, but just don't be mean.
So, the 10th Doctor was good. He had good episodes. He had amazing speeches. And he was also filled with rage in the first few seasons. He was also sad.
He's the Hulk of Doctor Who.
No, he isn't.
I'm joking. Oh, I know. But it's in
the Hulk of Doctor Who is Mark Ruffalo.
No, that's okay. Is he even in Doctor Who?
No.
Exactly. You got me really confused. Have I been missing an episode or something?
Yeah. No, yeah. And Max is like, what? The Hulk was in Doctor Who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he had good episodes, good companions, good speeches. I was sad to see Rose go, when he can't finish his sentence because the, son just goes like, pfft. It's sad, and he's like, Rose Tyler, Rip doesn't finish his sentence. And then in the next episode, The Runaway Bride, it's sad to see, Catherine Tate go like, what, so I'm not the first one, Brent, when she picks up Rose's top. And then you just see the doctor's eyes just about to cry.
you've been making some weird noises throughout this thing.
And weird faces.
And weird faces.
And like weird movements.
And weird movements, like you're doing now.
Yeah.
He's a bit weird altogether.
A bit?
Very.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm not weird at all.
Sure.
I am. Sure.
Max is like, I'm not weird at all. He's like sitting on his hands and then moving side to side.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Becomes a flower. Now we're off track. We're talking about the 10th Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. 10th Doctor. I'm so fans.
He had amazing episodes. Was especially the ones where he was angry, because it showed David Tennant at his best.
Mm.
It was also, like, it makes everyone cry when he stands in his TARDIS and says, I don't want to go. And then he starts crying, and then it goes, pfft, and the music is like, and then...
and again, he's once again making weird noises and weird facial expressions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had good episodes. He brought back the Master, which everyone thought was impossible because we hadn't seen the Master since whenever the 6th Doctor was, I think. think. yeah, the master was great. John Sims, Sim City.
Simpsons.
He had, David Tennant had good companions. Sarah Jane Smith again, Rose Tyler, Billy Piper. Billy Piper's the actor's name. Martha Jones, played by Freema and I'm not pronouncing that surname.
Oh,
Captain Jack Harkness, John Barrowman. It had Mickey Smith from someone I have no clue.
Yeah.
Jackie Tyler, probably some person from EastEnders.
really open if you want, it turns out they're from Holby City or something.
No. The only way is Essex. Yeah. Basically he was best one. There was like a few episodes where he was bad. That they were just
but
bad.
Only a few.
Love and Monsters, I'm talking about you. He had good episodes like Blink, The Doctor's Daughter, The Last of the Time Lords, The Sound of the Drums, the whatever the like second one of that is. He just
so good that we can't even remember it.
Yeah, he was just amazing. It was great to watch him. Every time I watch his episodes, I'm like, ooh, goody, 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 goody.
Okay, yeah, he's like that. You can just imagine Roy at home being like that. I'm not going to repeat that because I think it's self-explanatory.
And cough. He was just amazing. I always want to watch his episodes.
Are you done then?
I think so.
Right, well, for those of you in the audience,
hello.
Please. Hello, we're starting again now.
No, we're not.
Alright, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed Rory. He should be back in about a couple
sometime
of episodes.
Sometime in the future.
You never know what he's going to do. He's a big fan of Marvel.
Or
in the past. We could be Time Lords and Doctor Who brings us back. You know,
weird.
But anyway, subscribe, tell anyone you know,
tell everyone
you know,
tell your dog, tell your dinosaur,
tell your table, tell your future kids. That's what Tyler says.
Tell your closet, tell your pig.
Generally,
pig?
Just
tell
subscribe.
Your Roblox girlfriend, tell your Minecraft girlfriend, tell everyone you know, everyone that you meet, even the maybe homeless people if they have a phone. No, that's taking it too far. Just basically tell everyone.
Tell your mum, your dad, your brother, your sister. Tell your whole family.
Your
tell all your friends.
Person.
And I hope you are here next week to catch us in the next one. Well, Roy won't be on it, so you're not catching him then.
I'm not.
But I will be on the next one.
Yeah,
right, and
it's your show.
Yeah, well, it is my show. Well, enjoy, and yeah, watch the next one.
Bye.